Health Sciences North reported there are 23 active COVID-19 patients in the hospital, with three of them in the intensive care unit as of January 5. An additional former COVID patient is also in the ICU. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, is reporting 87 new COVID-19 cases in the past 24 hours. There is also one new death being reported, the first in 2022, from the Manitoulin District. This brings the total number of local deaths since the pandemic began to 48. There were two local deaths in 2020, 45 deaths in 2021, and now one death so far in 2022. The health unit is also reporting there are now 1,183 active cases that are being monitored locally. This week was the first time past the 1,000 case mark for PHSD. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 22 months ago, there have been 6,368 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 5,185 of those cases are now resolved. There are also two new active outbreaks in long-term care homes. More complete details are included on the daily COVID-19 public health summary. As for the possible location of the new cases, PHSD said 61 new cases were reported to have occurred in the Greater Sudbury area, 16 new cases in the Rural Sudbury District, and 10 new cases for the Manitoulin District. With respect to the possible causes of new and recent cases, PHSD reported 13 new cases linked to outbreaks, 7 new cases associated with close contact of a confirmed case, 7 new cases with no known epidemiological link, 29 cases with information missing, and 31 cases that are under investigation. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the age groups for people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 2,278 total cases, an increase of 46 cases. There were also 1,671 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 9. The next highest number was 1,531 for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 22. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 704 cases total, an increase of 8. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 184 cases, an increase of 2. There was no change in the not specified category, which has 0 cases. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 356,232 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began. No increase since the last testing report was revealed on January 4. With respect to vaccination numbers, PHSD is now reporting percentages of people vaccinated rather than doses given. The percentage of area residents who are now fully vaccinated translates to 76.7% of people in the PHSD area. No change in the past 24 hours. Public Health is also reporting new outbreaks at a couple of long-term care homes in the city. One outbreak is active at the Elizabeth Center. Another outbreak is active on the 6th floor of Extendicare York. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Just scroll to the bottom of the summary page to COVID-19 outbreaks. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 23 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, said the hospital website. Three of those patients were in the intensive care unit. In addition to this, there were 11 admitted patients being tested for COVID-19. HSN said none of the 11 patients was admitted to the ICU, intensive care unit. HSN has also reported 10 past positives for COVID-19 patients who no longer have the disease. One of those patients was in the ICU. The other 9 are still being cared for, but not in ICU beds. There is also an active COVID-19 outbreak at the hospital, 4th floor, South Tower. HSN said Wednesday that 21 employees have tested positive for COVID this week. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 11,582 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. Also today, the province reported 14 new COVID-19 deaths.